Anybody with a loved one who is elderly, disabled, or chronically ill may feel called upon to become a caregiver. As much as a quarter of the population participates in the care of a loved one, and many caregivers must provide physical assistance for tasks like dressing, bathing, and eating. Caregivers who've been studied often faced a heavy workload, an emotional and sometimes financial drain, and a hidden opportunity to learn something meaningful about life.
They coped in many ways. Some people had to burn out before they really realized the truth of that trite but true saying, you must take care of yourself to take care of others.
Author and public radio journalist Connie Goldman has thought deeply about this process and interviewed many caregivers, including famous ones like former First Lady Rosalynn Carter and Dana Reeve, wife of Christopher Reeve, the paralyzed actor. Their words are presented in Connie Goldman's book, The Gifts of Caregiving, Stories of Hardship, Hope, and Healing. She spoke with me recently from Minnesota Public Radio.
Caregivers suffer guilt if they don't take care of everything themselves. Caregivers suffer isolation because the world goes on without them and they're not available to get out. Exhaustion, certainly, because people often that need care are up many times during the night and have many demands during the day. So there isn't any respite for a caregiver. Rosalynn Carter and many others, and many of the people I talked with, gave specifics in their stories of how they dealt with the realization that they couldn't do it all alone, that they needed help, and that as difficult as it was for the person that needed care to accept the care, that's one issue, it was difficult for the caregiver to accept the help that they needed. It's a learning process. And, you know, that's what I found, that being a caregiver could be a very deep and profound experience, as far as the personal insights gained, as far as the depth of compassion explored. Many people used phrases that I was quite amazed at. They said, they've gotten the gifts of caregiving. They've discovered the rewards in the experience. Those are words you don't expect to hear from someone who's changing soiled linen, answering the ringing of a bell every 10 minutes, dealing with someone who's desperately ill or incoherent or has really suffered a form of dementia that makes it not only difficult to deal with, but tragically sad to be dealing with the loss of that person that they knew. We're not talking about easy stuff. But, you know, I guess that practically every experience we have in life can be a learning experience, something that we can grow on. And it continues to amaze me that family caregivers have tell me stories over and over again, not only of the hardships, which they detail and extensively and desperately need someone to listen to that, but also when you ask them, what did you personally get out of the experience? What did you learn about yourself? How did your life change afterwards? Amazing stories of change in direction in one's life, of understanding what their true values might be.